You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleinman. When we open most cookbooks, we see aspirational photos of dishes that promise ease or health or deliciousness or maybe all three. But rarely do we get a glimpse of what's beyond the plate. There are no photos of somebody washing dishes or snapshots of the food coma that ensues after eating or the decision to get ice cream despite said food coma, which is why I was so immediately charmed by Sung Yoon Choi and Eric Watkins' book, Korean American Cooking Comics, part cookbook, part comic book, and all love story. It documents both the meals and the mundane domestic moments that mark Choi and Eric's relationship. Hi, both of you.
Hi.
Hello.
Your new book, Korean American Cooking Comics, is a collection of zines, which you began producing in 2014. Each zine has both illustrated recipes alongside a comic about your domestic life. How did this iteration of your collaboration start? Did it begin with drawing or did it begin with cooking?
It started with drawing. Well, Eric was there when I started doing doodles in the kitchen. And then I was asking him, like, oh, like, maybe you should help me write the story part. And then it was more of, like, Eric taking over, like, our daily life story. And he was putting together in a script. And then it was slowly forming into a nice illustration and comics flow layout. So it was a nice collaboration.
How did you meet each other?
We met at work. We were both working at an advertising agency at the time in the storyboard department.
So that's perfect. It's storyboarding. I mean, that's basically what you've done with your life.
Right. Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
So what is the division of labor when it comes to the cooking? So Choi, you're drawing. Eric, you're doing the words. Who cooks?
So I pretty much cook one meal a day. Because, like, we're busy at work separately. And then, like, that is the time when, like, we have our meal of the day. So that is the one, like, kind of dominate, but I don't want to dominate. Eric does help out with the savory quiches from time to time.
Choi totally dominates.
Do you remember the first dish Choi cooked for you?
I do. It was a whole, like, 7-course meal. It actually wasn't in the book. We were living in Brooklyn at the time, and we went to a park, went to McCarran Park, close to where the apartment was, and she had made this beautiful kind of lunch spread of, like, everything, all the banchan, all the, like, different little dishes that we normally eat. But there was, like, bulgogi, but there was spicy pork. There was kind of everything, like, laid out, and it was like a huge spread of food. I never forget that one. Because then I was like, oh, this is what I'm in for? I like this. I can do with this.
I get the impression that kimchi stew is a major comfort food for both of you. Can you describe what the ingredients are and how to make it?
Oh, my favorite kind is the one with pork belly. I know there's a lot of people who likes putting spam in it, but I grew up with the pork belly version of it. So it has kimchi, pork belly, garlic, and tofu, and some scallion. And, like, that's pretty much it. It's very simple.
And I love that your bulgogi calls for the Trader Joe's shaved meat.
Oh, yes. Because in New York, I think that was the most affordable one that I can find. And it worked perfectly when I was making bulgogi. And now you can find the bulgogi there, but the pre-marinated version. And I like adding veggies and a little bit more seasoning into it.
I want to give people a sense of how you illustrate the recipes. Because, you know, as I was reading through the book, I thought to myself that the way these recipes are drawn, there is a greater chance that I will actually make them because cooking itself is such a visual process. And to see the recipe itself in this more visual format is just amazingly effective. At the bottom part of the image is whatever the vessel is that you're going to be cooking in. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, with the bulgogi, it's the meat. And then kind of like a halo from the left to the right, mm-hmm. you have an illustration of each of the ingredients with the amounts, with little notes as to how they're going to go in the pan.
So the way I illustrate is pretty much how I plan out the meal. I don't know if anybody else does it. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I do think about what I want to eat for dinner. And then I do bother Eric a lot of like, hey, what do you want to eat later? As soon as I wake up and he's like, I don't know. I'm not thinking about it. Like, oh yeah, that's fair. But I do bother him a lot, like while we're eating breakfast or while we're eating lunch. Like, what do you want to eat later? So in my brain, I'm thinking about different dishes. And then, so like here, for instance, in bulgogi, like, okay, today's bulgogi, if I have any extra ingredients, I'm trying to incorporate that in there. And then like in my head, like all the ingredients pop up. Like if I'm explaining bulgogi to somebody who never had it before, like it's a great example to explain like, oh, these are the ingredients, so you don't have to be too scared of what's going in. And then they can just have everything in front of them and then do what they like to do, like when they're cooking.
But the comics are this other part. So every page has a recipe, mm-hmm. and then across from it, a comic about daily life. For example, we see Eric washing the dishes or Eric choosing not to wash the dishes. Different cats that you've had feature in. There's something just super familiar and cozy about them. Eric, would you pick one of the stories and share why you decided to turn it into a comic?
Sure. You know, I'll probably do the most recent book that we did was Everyday Soul. It's the story of the very end. And I had always wanted to do a story about the time that Sung-yoon and I went to Korea for me to ask for permission to marry Sung-yoon. So all of the stories kind of correspond with the meals that were going on throughout the different points of the journey and all the things that kind of went sideways with me having to ask and then my mother-in-law and father-in-law not knowing anything of what I asked them because I was so nervous. I had like blurted everything out in one shot and they were like, what did he say? So that one in particular is like one of my favorites just because it's a recent memory. And also it was very much something that happened between the two of us and the food element of it was always like corresponding with like an event that was going on during that trip.
So what is the plan to go forward from here? Are you going to continue doing zines?
It seemed like that is a part of our life. Like, it does have a therapeutic role to our lives. And it was really important for us, like, going to Zine Fest after we made the book. We always had, like, great feedback. We saw people actually reading the book in front of us. And being an artist and a writer, it could get very lonely a lot of times. And going to those events and festivals and seeing people and getting direct response was very valuable for us. It really made us very happy when we saw the connection. So I think we will be making more zines and then we will be appearing to those festivals a lot.
They're so charming, and it's such a beautiful way to kind of journal your life's journey together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. That was Sung-yoon Choi and Eric Watkins. Together, they're behind Korean-American Cooking Comics, a new 160-page volume that brings together 7 of their zines in one book. We have links on our website at kcrw.com/goodfood. Up next, Candy Pants. The true story of edible underwear is on deck. Really, you don't want to miss this one.